يسألني ما يسر لي أمري وحل عقدة ثانية فهو قولي ربنا زدنا علما وزدنا فهما واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوب والدينا ومشايخنا ولجميع المسلمين أجمعين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما الحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال أهل الضلال اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك ولا تجعل فيها حظ لغيرك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته This morning, so I hope you don't get the nature course. You just have to go out. Anyway, continue with that. But in today's chapter is about the majority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Continue with the reading of the Sayyidina Hadith of Shara'i al-Muhammadiyya, because the Hadith which speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us about his personality, his features, all about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We remember our intention in doing that, that we do it with the intention of coming to know him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And coming to know him, coming to love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and coming to love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increasing in Iman, coming closer to Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whom we are as people by implementing more of the Sunnah in our lives. And inevitably that will lead to our success. Right? That will lead to our success. Whoever loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, He is one of those qualities that will be the cause of Him having the taste of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all the sweetness of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us to taste the true sweetness of Iman constantly. Yesterday we spoke about the smiling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we'll continue speaking a little bit about that. But I just reiterate the hadith that we ended up with yesterday, where the Sahabi said that Rasulullah ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I didn't ever see anyone that smiled more than him صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never saw anyone that smiled more than the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And with that in mind, we leave the next hadith. And I spoke a little bit about that. About the attitude that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has had. The positivity that he exuded صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we'll come to see more of that in today's hadith during the night now. There's a slight mistake in the book in that the next hadith, the Arabic and the English don't correspond. The English is a translation of a different hadith to the one that is there, but we'll read both with that. They're very similar. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال, it's on page number 20, the first big hadith of page 20. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى أبو ذر رضي الله عنه نبيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد إن عجز الوالد محمد سيد الصلاة على المسؤول أكثر من الصلاة يقول له اليوم يا ذا نعم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له نحكي في الدرسين صار بكثير من الحديث In the same more salawat will also be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that essentially is success. I don't think a rigid person will be standing in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm certain that a rigid person will not be standing in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's make a lot of salawat. Right, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ أَوَّلَ رَجُلٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَآخِرَ رَجُلٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I think this is the hadith that corresponds to the English in the book. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know who the first person is that will enter Jannah, and I know the last person that will exit from Jahannam. Obviously, the person exits from Jahannam, where is he going to end up going? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. If he comes out of Jahannam, he eventually gets into Jannah. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "You will tell him that person will be brought to the day of Qiyamah." Right?
فيقول اعرفوا عليه واعرفوا عليه صغار ذنوبه. Present to this person his minor sins. ويخبر عنه كبائره كباره. And conceal from him his major sins. So it will be said on the day of Qiyamah, bring this person. Or a person will be brought to the day of Qiyamah. His minor sins will be presented to him, but his major sins will be concealed from him. فيقال له عملت يوم كذا وكذا وكذا. And it will be said to him, on such and such a day you did this action and you did that action and you did that action. Speaking of all his bad deeds, imagine on the day of Qiyamah, all your minor sins are being presented to him. And you're being told, on this day you did this, on this day you did this, on this day you did this. وَهُوَ مُقِرٌ لَا يُمْكِنْ. And the person has no option, he admits it. He can't deny it. وَهُوَ مُشْرِفٌ مِنْ كِبَارِهَا. And at the same time, he knows that, wait, these are only all my small sins. I have to admit to all of these things. I can't deny all of these things. And he's fearful about me. What about when my big sins still come? فيقال, and then it will be said to him, أعطوه مكان كل سيئة عملها حسنة. سبحان الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى grant us. Not that we be this person that's fearing on the day of Qiyamah, but just that all our bad interchange to good deeds. Yeah, we went to Jannah without hisab. So what will happen? It will be said, give him in place of all of his bad deeds, give him the reward of good deeds. Subhanallah. Replace all of his bad deeds with good deeds. So what happens? Imagine you that person, what will you be thinking at that point in time? Oh yes, subhanallah, what's it? Like what did that? So this guy, he thinks how it. I was speaking about my big sins a while ago. What is this by a pool? إِنَّ لِي ذُنُوبًا مَا أَرَاهَا هَوْنَا. You know, I also have some other sins. I don't see them. He was now just feeling of all his big sins. But when he says, hey, what was getting changed into good deeds? Now he says, what, you know, I have some other bad deeds also. I have some other sins. Maybe we can have those to the change. قال أبو ذر رضي الله عنه says, لقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحك حتى بدأ نواجده. When رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said this, I saw رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم smile to such an extent that his bones would be seen. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at what caused happiness to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The fact that his ummah, a person from his ummah, صلى الله عليه وسلم will be saved. Saved from the fire of hell. Look at it. The khuluq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is such that he wants goodness for everyone sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even that last person that comes out of the hellfire. And remember the last person that comes out of the hellfire, he could have been a person that did very, like heinous crimes. He could have done very bad things. But he had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will eventually be saved. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even happy at the success of that person. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's something we must learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, too often in this world, you know, we want something for ourselves. We want success for ourselves. But the success of our fellow human being doesn't bring us joy and happiness. And that's just wrong. That's just wrong. That wasn't how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. That wasn't how he taught us to be. The very people that taught him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it elated him, it overjoyed him when they became Muslim. It overjoyed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they became Muslim. We heard about the Sahaba, how they hatred them to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But similarly, those very people who harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life, they harmed him and they harmed him and they harmed him. Then Fathul Makkah comes. And all of a sudden they become Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just forgives them. I don't want anything but I want success for everybody in the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. So this is what caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to smile. Such a disbodice would be seen. That means that's a hearty smile. It's a hearty knock. And the other hadith, that the one that was everywhere, عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأعرف آخر أهل الدار خروجا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says again, I know the last person who will exit from Jahannam or from the hellfire. رجل يخرج منها زحفا. It will be the first one who comes out of the hellfire crawling. You'll be crawling out of the hellfire. فيقال له. And then it will be said to him, انطلق فدخل الجنة. Proceed and enter the Jannah. Imagine how happy you must be at that time. You'll be happy. I mean, you're coming out of the hellfire. We can't imagine what the hellfire is like. I mean, we stay clear of our little fires that we have in this studio. This person is in the hellfire. He's coming out of the hellfire. I'm sure you'll be extremely satisfied with just being out of the hellfire. That would be enough for you. So he comes out to the hellfire, and then it said to him, proceed and enter Jannah. Subhanallah. قال فيذهب ليدخل الجنة. And then he will go and enter into Jannah. فيجد الناس قد أخذوا المنازل. And he will find that all the places taken. You will find that the people have taken all this, all the properties in Jannah. That's how it will seem to him. People have taken all the properties in Jannah. فَيَرْجَحْ فَيَقُولْ Then he'll come back and he'll say, يَا رَبِّي قَدْ أَخَذَ النَّاسُ الْمَنَازِلَ. Oh my Lord, the people have taken all the places in Jannah. I thought I was going to give it to Jannah, but now there's no more place. Curtains full. Where must I stay now? You should not take less than much. But just purity. فيقال له then it will be said to him أتذكر الزمان الذي كنت فيه. Do you remember that time what you were in previously? The time you were watching. فيقول نعم. He will say yes. قال فيقال له تمنى. It will be said to him تمنى. Just wish. Wish for something. Wish for whatever you want. تمنى. Have hopes. Wish. فيتبنى. And then you'll start wishing. You know, whatever you can possibly wish for, you'll start wishing. فيقال له, it will be said to him, فإن لك الذي تمنيت وعشرة أضعاف الدنيا. You will have whatever you wish for and tenfold of the entire dunya. You will have whatever you wish for and you'll have the dunya, this entire world, 10 times more. That is what will be for you. Subhanallah. قال فيقول then he said, then he will say, this person that's now being told that he will have whatever you wish for 10 times what is in the dunya, 10 times in the dunya, he will say, تسخر بي وأنت الملك. He's going to say to Allah, Are you mocking me? Are you joking at me? Whilst you are al-malik, you are Allah the king. I don't understand what's happening here. Are you joking with me, Allah? Is this seriously happening? فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ The Rawi of the Hadith, it says, فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Certainly, I saw Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ حَتَّى ضَحِكَ حَتَّى بَلَدْنَ وَلِدَهُ When Rasulullah said this, I saw Rasulullah laughing such that his holiness would be seen again. Why? Because this person is so amazed, he thinks Allah is joking with him. And so Rasulullah laughed at the thought of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us easier again. Knowing we just enter Jannah the day of the end. But the lesson here is to see what caused Rasulullah to laugh. And you know that Rasulullah's laughing was generally just like a smile, as we mentioned yesterday. But see what caused him to laugh such that his morals could be seen. Success in the year after for me. Success in the year after for me. And that is true success. That is true success. So when you see people attaining success, whether it be dunya, whether it be ukhrawi, we must be happy. It should joy us like it joyed Rasulullah. We move on to the chapter of the joking of Rasulullah. It was just the laugh and the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the chapter of talking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له يا ذا الأذنين. أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, remember who he was? I mentioned, I think possibly the first day or the second day who he was. He was a youngster that used to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was often in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he mentioned, you know, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me Ya Dha Al-Udhunayn. Ya means, oh, the possessor of something. What's a udhun?
Yes.
Yeah, so udhunayn, 2 years. Ya Dha Al-Udhunayn, oh, possessor of 2 years. Rasul gave him like a little nickname name from him. Ya Dha Al-Udhunayn, oh, possessor of 2 years. I don't know if this can translate. Yeah, I don't know if this can translate to us. You know, call someone Ura. The only difference is that in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously the another Rabbi in the chain, he says that, you know, what Rasulullah was doing, he was joking with him. The only difference is if you call someone Ura, we generally call him Ura because we want to pocket him. But yeah, Rasulullah was calling him, yeah, the Ura name. There was no harm in it for the person that was being called that, and it spoke of his attentiveness. And so it was actually a praise from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made jokes. And I spoke yesterday about, you know, how much difficulty there is in the world, suffering and all of this stuff. But are our lives supposed to be just dark, gloomy lives, void of any pleasure and positivity, of any happiness? Is it because there's so much wrong in the world that we're just supposed to be, you know, using shame and carry on living like this? Is that how it's supposed to be? Prosperity of life with greater challenges than us. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still found the time to jump. And there's something beautiful in this actually. That, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a great aura. I mean, you come into the company of, perhaps if you think of when you were a school student, you come into the company of the principal. How do you act in that situation? You're on your toes. You don't want to set the foot out of line. You feel inhibited. But if the principal tells you a joke, and you laugh, and you maybe you respond to the joke as well, and then isn't the whole mood like, now the inhibitions go away, and you can be comfortable with the person that you're dealing with. And isn't that beautiful? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a greater aura, he had more awe than any human being that ever walked this earth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from his wisdom, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he joked with his companions that they could be comfortable with him. That they could be comfortable with him. You know, don't live with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as if, like, you know, you're just this being that you ran away from. In another, when I was reading previously in preparation of some of the hadith, I mentioned this thing in the Sharh of Wali's hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you would see him at first glance, right, if you didn't know him, you would be filled with awe of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you knew him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever you saw him, you would have been filled with love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, here we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam employed these jokes to make people comfortable. So, that's also another beautiful thing. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joked, but the fact that he made people feel comfortable sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he lived with his sahaba like another human being. But you know, Rasulullah wasn't just like another human being, right? Some people don't like this statement. He was a human being, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't like to hear that one. He wasn't like any human being. You know, the poet says, Basharun la kal bashar. Basharun la kal bashar. He was a man, but he wasn't like me. Lakin ka yaqutin bayna al-hajari. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like a ruby amongst stones. The rubies also will fall on the stone. But the wine is precious. The wine will come. The other people will just walk over. بشر لا بشر لكن كيفوت بين الحجر. He said Allah was a man, but he wasn't like men. He was like a ruby amongst pebbles and stones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. He's standing with his own. We continue. Again, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه he says إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يخالطنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to mix with us used to you know mix with us and deal with us nicely to such an extent حتى يقول to such an extent that he would say لأخي لي to a brother of mine a young brother of mine أخي لي صغير a young brother of mine he would say to him يا أبا عمير ما فعل النغير he would say to him this is a small boy this small boy had a bird as a pet that he would play with but the pet happened to pass away so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would come and he'd mix with the small children and he would you know comfort the small boy because of the fact that his pet died صلى الله عليه وسلم this is the man who had the responsibility of giving da'wah to the entire world صلى الله عليه وسلم He found time to console a little boy when his bird died. And in which way? He makes a little joke. It's a little boy. He's obviously not a father. But Rasulullah calls him, Ya Aba Umayr, O father of Umayr. As a joke, Ma fa'al al-Nughayr, what did the bird do? What did the bird do? The bird book story, but Rasulullah, listen to how he makes it sound like it, like a ram. يا أبا عمير ما فعل النغير؟ أنتم ما يكتب لكي؟ لا فعل النغير 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 فقط في الوجه الثاني أنت رسول الله ما يكتب جوكس But the reason is that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم make jokes even with the little kids Again, I can't stress this point so much This I can't stress this enough actually There's so much for us to worry about and be concerned about but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the greatest amount of responsibility, he found time to play with the little kids and make up a little to console him because of the fact that his pet bird passed away. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means we should become joyful people. Happy people. And I mentioned that yesterday also when we spoke about the smiling of Rasulullah. You know, people don't In our world today, people don't expect other people to be constantly pleasant. People don't expect other people to be constantly pleasant because they look at their own lives and you know what, even though they might be happy in this moment, there's something else that's going to cause them misery later. Because they don't have any purpose in their life, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oftentimes. Their lives don't have purpose, their lives aren't driven by that. So you have happiness, yes. But you live in the constant fear that the happiness is going to pass. Because you don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose pleasure you are working for, and as long as you have Allah's pleasure you have, then a lot of people don't have that. In fact, not long before the Ramadan, no, it wasn't the Ramadan, I met a brother at UCT, he's interested in becoming a Muslim, so he wanted to become a Muslim. And then this was the big problem he told me, you know what? I don't believe in anything actually. But I've come to a point that it's not feasible for me to not believe in anything. There's no point. Because if I don't believe in anything, there's just no point. Because I know every moment that even if I'm happy right now, this happiness is going to pass on and I have to pay the rent. Or something. Or my parents are going to be angry, he doesn't have that great relationship with his family. But he tells me, and then it's like as if there's no world to live. As if there's no world to live. So people in today's world that don't have that objective of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't have that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with them happiness is a temporary thing. As long as you're feeding your body, as long as you're putting in more entertainment, or you're putting in more food, or you're putting in more music, or you're going out and doing stuff that just please your bodily senses and stuff like that. Not your heart, not your mind, just your body. You please all this stuff, then you're happy. But as soon as that's taken away, that's cut off, now the sadness creeps in. So when they see someone that's constantly happy, his ecstasy doesn't seem to win. It doesn't cost him anything either. But to give me some of that. And then you tell them what it is. And like I mentioned yesterday, your pleasantness, your smile can be the greatest form of damage that you want. Because a smile is not that common a thing in today's world. And when they see you smile and they ask you why you're so happy, just tell them, because my beloved always smile. I say, tell you about it.
Pressing his back to the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. حين عرف وما تركناه.
فجعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم started saying من يشتري هذا العبد who wants to buy the slave فقال يا رسول الله سبحان الله فقال يا رسول الله سيسير أو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم So he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do that, if that happens, you're going to find me someone who is of little value. So no, you're selling, you're not going to get much money. That speaks of his little, his low thought of himself. Perhaps because he wasn't that good looking, or whatever it may have been. But he felt that, you know what, you're going to fix him easily, put in for me. No, you said it. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him لكن عند الله But by Allah لست بكاسب You are not a little bit. أو قال أنت عند الله غالب وهي صلى الله عليه وسلم said By Allah you are expensive. By Allah you are worth a lot. By Allah, you are valuable. You are valuable. And to me, that's, yeah, subhanAllah. It just speaks about Rasulullah exuding positivity. It speaks about how Rasulullah dealt with the desert dwellers. How much love they had for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes in joking. He comes in Rasulullah joking with him. And a man was told by the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are worth a lot in the sight of Allah. How much worth do you think you'll have for yourself after that? How much do you think that person's life and quality of life will be boosted after that? Allah loves me. Allah values me. Who of us can say that to ourselves? A guarantee from the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who didn't speak except it was wahi wa ma yantiqu ani al-hawa he didn't speak from his own accord in huwa illa wahi yuha it was only a revelation that was inspired and revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he tells you that to Allah you are valuable Rasulullah's spirit positive Rasulullah just exuded positive Rasulullah was بشر لك البشر. He was a man, but he wasn't like me. لكنك يا قوت بين الحجر. He was like a ruby among stones. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى just to be in his company. صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his love. Grant us to be amongst those who are close to him in the year after. Who attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in loving him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in following him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel for us that love that he, and show to us that love that he displayed to his companions, especially here today, his companions, Zahir, radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وسلم وإلى اليك